Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about best practices for teaching fractions and percentages. And this comes from an article on teaching children mathematics. And what the authors talk about is that there are some overarching principles we can use that really are going to help students with the difficult concepts of fraction and percentages. And I'm going to go over each concept, but first let me briefly describe the lesson that the authors are talking about as a frame. In this lesson, students are investigating the content of cereal commercials on TV. How much, what percentage and what fraction of food commercials on TV are about cereal, and also who makes the decisions in a family of what cereal to buy, to help students think through, well, why are advertisers doing what they're doing with these commercials? And under that frame, that sort of investigation, students were given some data on each of those topics and then did a bunch of different activities and tasks with them, which I'll talk about as I go through these broad overarching ideas of how we can teach fractions and percentages. So first, the authors talk about giving students the chance to estimate with different representations of information. And what that means is letting them do it both visually and numerically, for example. So here, students were given the data of what the content of different types of food commercials were. You know, how many commercials were about cereal, how many commercials were about dessert, things like that. And students made a pie chart out of that data, just estimating, and they also estimated the percentages. And this was not done with any specificity. This was really a guiding conversation about the idea of estimating percentages, estimating fractions. But by letting them do it both visually with a pie chart and also numerically with the numbers, it gave students a chance to really play around with this idea of estimation in multiple domains, the idea of, okay, how does this percentage that I'm estimating correspond to this visual slice of the pie chart that I'm making, things like that. Next, use familiar context students can relate to. So fractions and percentages are tough concepts for kids of any age. And if they're worrying about trying to figure out what's going on with the word problem or with the task, that's going to be hard enough for them to just focus on if they also have to think about these tough concepts. So the familiar context here is cereal commercials. Almost every single kid sees cereal commercials on TV pretty regularly. It's something they're interested in, cereal is something they can relate to, and all of a sudden, not only are they motivated, but no cognitive energy is going to thinking about the context of the problem. It's all going to thinking about the math involved and the conclusions they can draw. Next, give students the opportunities to connect various skills. And what this means is, with the same set of data, again, it's the information about the content of cereal commercials and the information about who in families make the decisions. Is it the dad? Is it the oldest kid? Who is it? They did a bunch of different things. They let students compare different types of data. They let students round. They let students estimate. Students were led to think about, okay, if this is the fraction, what kind of size of the pie chart should this be? If it's 18 over 40, well, okay, that's close to 20 over 40, so it should be close to 50%. These are the types of really rich ideas you can use that are interconnecting the ideas. Because think about that again. If saying the logic of 18 over 40, which is a fraction, is close to 50%, which is a percent, and then you're looking at the pie chart visually, there's a lot going on in terms of helping students think about these ideas, as opposed to as an isolated problem just saying, you know, round 18 over 40 to the nearest sort of, you know, nice big fraction. And then allow students the time to share and discuss with each other and with adults. This is, again, tough stuff, and so they're going to need to work it out. They're going to need to ask questions. They're going to need to discuss different ideas. They're going to need to try things out, see if it works or not. Is this fraction bigger than this fraction? Does this pie chart reflect what the percentages say in the data? There's lots of stuff they're going to need to work out, and letting them really have some time to work it out together and to share with adults, both lets them talk about what they're excited about learning, but also gives them another chance to advance their thinking. And along with that, the last sort of principle here is encourage students to really justify their thinking. fractions and percentages are abstract enough concepts that if students are just following rules, they're not going to get very far. So we really need them to be able to draw a conclusion. They need them to be able to say why they're estimating the way they are, why they're rounding the way they are, why they're comparing the way they are. Being able to really think about the why is going to be absolutely critical. And so, again, these are some overarching principles about it. The serial commercial task is just an example of a kind of task you could use, but I think the key is, as you're thinking about what particular tasks to use in your classroom for your students, just make sure it's something that is rich enough that students are going to be able to do a lot with it. That's sort of the hallmark of the serial commercial problem, is that you can do a lot with it. You can think about percentages, you can think about why the data looks the way it does, you can compare different kinds of data, you can draw it visually in a bunch of different ways, you can cut it into different kinds of fractions, you can estimate, you can round, there's a whole lot you can do with it. It's all connecting, all really bringing these ideas of fractions and percentages together in sorts of interesting ways that are going to help students really master the ideas. So thanks for watching, and happy teaching.